maybe I should just settle, or, you know, maybe it's just never going to happen for me. And man, the expectation or the way that I want to live my life, like maybe my standard is just too much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Becoming the One podcast, where our focus is on becoming the one for the one. My name is Sloan Crawford, and I am your lovely host. Guys, I'm kind of sad. I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of sad. You guys, this is the last episode of season four. Okay, well, let's shift our perspective, though, guys. We have a lot to be proud of. Let's not have a pity party, because we've accomplished a lot in season four. In the past, guys, we've talked about wholeness and marriage, gleaning the perspective of married couples on what it's going to be like when we're married and what we need to be doing currently to prepare for that moment. But we haven't spent a lot of time in the in-between. And so this season, we decided to dedicate this whole season towards dating. And I would like to think, you know, sometimes as Christians, we can go from beginning to end. We look at the beginning of a thing and we look at the end of a thing. But you guys, where the meat is and all its nutrients is right there in the middle of the process. We were talking all about process by talking about dating. And I really, really loved that, you guys, because here on the Becoming the One podcast, something that we continue to bring up in every episode, from experts to the Dating Chronicles, was the importance of trusting the Lord, you guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because process is all about trusting God, okay? There are pivots, there's changes, there's turns. And throughout all of that, we need the Father. And that kind of brings me to my next point. Going into this topic of dating, you know, it can be a heavy and weighty subject, because if some of you haven't noticed, dating can be an extremely controversial topic in the Christian community. A lot of people are like, yes to dating or no to dating. Some people think that dating is anti-Bible. Some people think that dating is how you fall into sin. Some people think that you cannot trust dating. But here on the Becoming the One podcast, We acknowledged those questions and concerns head on by breaking dating down, okay? On the first half of the Becoming the One podcast, we started it off with, you know, the D word, dating, answering what is dating and talking about if dating is anti-Bible. We cleared all of those concerns up. And then we felt super, super large and in charge and went right into the Dating Chronicles, where we talked to real life Christians who are dating God's way and their perspective of dating right now in today's culture and current climate. It's so important that we did this because, guys, as a community, we've gone from dating involving dowries, okay, and arranged marriages to digital dating apps and speed dating and all of the things in between. You see how different that could be? That's such a culture shift. And a lot of people were like, I don't know what to do in this. I don't know where I stand in this. And I really feel like, you know what? BTOP has really been a place where we start to answer those questions and we acknowledge people's fears and we break things down. So I feel like we can really give ourselves a pat on the back for not staying stagnant and fearful in the area of dating and actually, you know, taking that thing head on and really answering some of those questions, guys. There's one side, talking to the experts, and then there was the other side, the Dating Chronicles. And no matter where you were on it, you got the full conglomerate of everything. But I know for me, my favorite part of this season was the second half, the Dating Chronicles. And let me tell you guys why. Don't get me wrong, I love gleaning wisdom from experts just like the next person, and maybe even more. But you guys, let me tell you something. My favorite part of this season was definitely the Dating Chronicles. And let me tell you why. You know what? I feel like the Dating Chronicles really planted the seed of hope in a lot of us, okay? In the Dating Chronicles, we talk to so many people that have been through different things, are coming from different backgrounds and walks of life, but every single person was dating God's way, okay? And every single person was optimistic and truly believed that they could trust the Lord in that process. And for those of us who have been on the fence, a little fearful, a little scared, we are able to see, hey, you know what? The water is fine. We can jump in there too. And so I kind of want to start this thing off by kind of going through these episodes and really looking back at, you know, some of the things that people said that might have truly encouraged and inspired a lot of us to take ownership of our singleness journey and really start to place that before the Lord and talk to God about what dating is. So we start off with the first episode of the Dating Chronicles, episode 6 with Miss Brianna. This episode was titled Dating and Deconstructing. And guys, I really, really loved this episode because I truly could relate to what Brianna was talking about. In Dating and Deconstructing, we head on talked about basically divorcing our make-believe spouse.
I thought that I was going to marry either a pastor or armor bearer or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that I came into the knowledge of, you know, or I came into the knowledge of that is just not the will of the Lord for you.
Yes, yes. Miss Brianna told us about the different things that she had thought and the different ways that she had seen herself in her future, okay? She talked about how she really, in the past, felt like she was going to be married to a pastor. And I mean, how many of us can relate to that? Being a Christian, you know, sometimes we can kind of get a little bit of misconception in the area of dating because we think, okay, God wants me to marry a pastor because a pastor is going to know the Lord. A pastor is going to be able to wash me with the word, or, you know, maybe I should be married to a first lady. These are the things that kind of circulate in our minds, but we forget that not everyone's a pastor and not everyone is going to be a first lady, okay? And I started off this episode with letting you guys know that, hey, y'all, I have been super duper shallow in the past, okay? And I said that to invite you all into this place of being real and being honest with ourselves about maybe what we've wanted in the past. I mean, how many of us can say that we are perfect? How many of us can say that we have it all together and we don't need any help? None of us, okay? All of us need Jesus Christ. Even the pastor needs Jesus Christ, okay? And so something that we really talked about in here was, hey, that fictional person that you've created in your mind of who you're going to marry, you kind of need to divorce that, okay? That idea that the person that you're going to marry is going to have no flaws, they're going to be a pastor, they're going to, you know, make this particular amount of income, and they're going to be this, and they're going to do that. And even some of us even get down to, you know, they're going to hold my hand this way, and they're going to look at me this way, and they're going to adore me this way. And we kind of have to divorce that idea. And I really like to think in this area, we have to sit with the Father and really begin to ask him questions about who we are and where we're going and what would be the right person to accompany us on that journey. And that kind of leads me to my other thought process towards this episode. Something that I really got from this episode was don't date people for their positions and their gifts, guys. Yes, I said it. A lot of people are looking at other people like, oh, they've got this gift. Okay, I like them. Or, oh, they're the pastor, or they're this, or they're that. And people are just interested in people because of where they think they're going or what type of status they have. And guys, if we're going to be real, that's shallow. That's really, really shallow, okay? Some of us are called to the marketplace. Some of us are called to many different things in life. And if we're just marrying people and dating people for position and stature, we're going to find ourselves in a tough situation because guess what? That person that you're marrying, that person is a human being, okay? When the lights turn off and we're not seeing the gifts and people aren't calling their names and all of that, you are married to the person, okay? The person that you're married to, their flaws, their good moments, and their bad moments. And so I really loved this episode because it caused us to come out of the fantasy realm and come back to earth and really think about, okay, who is the right and suitable partner for me? What does God say about my future? And also just thinking about, hey, if I'm dating someone, let me pray into this moment and ask God, you know what? Hey, God, what are some things that, you know, I should be looking for in a spouse? And what do you say? And going to the Lord to confirm and affirm if this person is even the right person for us, and not just ruling them out because they don't look a certain way or they don't have a certain position or they don't have a certain gifting. That's all surface, guys. And so I really feel like we acknowledge that. And Miss Brianna really helped us to see that with our own eyes. And from there, we started to get into the real life of dating. And so this particular episode, episode 7, really, really touched my heart. Episode 7 was Dating After 40. I really love this episode because I felt like it touched on a topic that a lot of people are going through but haven't really talked about. And we know about it because in TOU, we hear a lot about the 40 and up club. And we felt like it was really important and necessary to shed light on this particular group because a lot of people aren't speaking to this group. And people are 40 and up in the Christian world dating, okay? This is where we had Miss LaWanna, and she brought us optimism and honesty, guys. Yes, the honest truth about dating in the 40 and up club. And I truly feel like that's what we needed because we're not going to sugarcoat it on here in the Becoming the One podcast. We're going to be real about what's really going on in the dating world. Miss LaWanna let us in on how sometimes options can seem few in the 40 and up club. And she also let us know that sometimes we can be let down by, you know, people and things and really, really wanting, you know, a particular outcome and maybe things not working out. But what I really, really love that Miss LaWanna shared with us is that at the end of the day, she has to trust the Lord in her process. And I feel like no matter if you're 40 and up or if you're younger, you can take that advice. I mean, let's be real, guys. Sometimes dating as a Christian, we can feel like, man, I mean, everybody's out here, you know, dating their own way. I mean, pop culture, they've got all the options and maybe I should just settle or, you know, maybe it's just never going to happen for me. And man, the expectation or the way that I want to live my life, like maybe my standard is just too much. LaWanna really helped us to understand that these are concerns and these are on the hearts of people. And I love that she allowed us to acknowledge the fact that, you know what? These are our thoughts. These are things that are running through our mind. But she helped us to understand that, hey, when we have these thoughts, it's important to voice them and lay them at the Father's feet.
I will verbalize it. I'll just speak it out. Now, either that's with a good friend of mine, some of my good girlfriends, and we'll talk it through. Or if I'm just here in the house by myself, I'll just talk it out with the Lord and just be like, Lord, I just wanted him to pick me. You know, and then it's something about getting it out of my head, Sloan, and not letting it just stir around in there and just fester. Once I say it, it actually sounds a little comical and I get a chance to laugh about it. And I kind of, I'm like, yeah, you're right, Lord. It's not good. It's not that big of a deal. Moving on, you know.
Being real, y'all, dating as a Christian, it can be really, really hard. I mean, it is not an easy task. But who said that life was going to be easy? Who said that life as a Christian was going to be easy? You guys know the drill, okay? And so it's not. Just like life, dating is not going to be easy, okay? We are upholding ourselves to a particular standard, our own standard, the standard that Christ gave us. And so it's not going to be easy. But we have to trust that the Lord has an outcome for us, okay? He has a future for us that's brighter than what we could even perceive. And so I loved that LaWanna really brought to the podcast and restored our hope, okay? All the hopelessness that a lot of us were having was cleared up in that instance of understanding, you know what? We have to trust God. And in trusting God, that brings us to episode 8. Episode 8 was so pivotal, guys, because for a lot of people who are dating in the 40 and up club, and some that are younger as well, a lot of people are dealing with dating after divorce. And we had some amazing guests for that one. We had the Badgetts, okay? And if you guys don't know, The badges are the coaches for the one university, okay? They walk a lot of people through all of the stages of TOU, and they are so awesome. They really helped us understand what it's like dating after divorce. This episode was also interesting because we also got the perspective of not just dating after divorce, but dating a divorcee from Brittany Badgett. And so that was so awesome because for those of us who are dating and meet someone who's been divorced, it's important to know, you know, what could be some questions or some actual obstacles that we might come up against. And I love something that Brittany said. Brittany really attacked the spirit of comparison in this episode.
In the past, in our relationship, it's kind of devalue it. Like he said, devalue experiences because I'm like, oh, you did that already. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is not, you know, you've been married before or you've already had children. So, you know, even if we were to have our first child together, you're not going to be as excited about certain moments because you've done this before. Right. You've been there before. And so really having to be careful of catching yourself with taking away from those moments that you may be experiencing with this person just because they've experienced similar moments before. Keyword being similar, because similar is not equal. It's not the same. It's just like it, right? And so not taking away from those experiences because you feel like this person has already done this before, because that's not true. And like he said, they may have done something similar with someone else, but they didn't do it with you, right? And so, you know, I think just encouraging people to stand firm in your authenticity and stand firm in who you are. If this person is with you now, it's because they see something in you that they didn't see in whoever they were with previously. And that's why they're attracted to you. So you can be confident in that and stand in that.
Brittany shared with us about what it's like to have new experiences with someone who's been divorced, okay? She explained that sometimes dating someone who's been divorced, you may go through this mindset of, oh, well, they've already been married, so this wedding may not be significant to them because they've done this before, or they've already had a kid, so, you know, they've been through this before. She explained to us that, hey, because you are new and because you are this new person in their life, this experience is new. They've never had a kid with you. They've never been married to you. And to acknowledge that, and she even told us that, hey, you know what? Don't compare yourself to the old marriage or the marriage that they had before. That marriage is over with, okay? And they wanted something different, and the difference is you. So why would you compare? Why would you try to be like someone else? Why would you try to be the person before? No. They married you because they wanted a difference, and that difference is you. And I love that because, you know what, when we compare ourselves to other people and other things, we lock ourselves out of our own future. We lock ourselves out of our own gifts and good surprises that God has for us. And Brittany did an amazing job of breaking the spirit of comparison off of us. And speaking of breaking things off, we found ourselves in episode 9, Dating After Domestic Violence, guys. This is a very serious and touchy topic, and a lot of people would steer away from this topic, but not us, guys. We went in there head strong, okay? Because it's important to acknowledge that some of us are actually, and you know what, I'm going to use the term, domestic violence overcomers, okay? And it's a real thing. People have actually overcome domestic violence and are trying to navigate through the dating world. And so we wanted to acknowledge that and also shed light on that so that people could understand the signs and also understand how to make sure that they don't find themselves in that situation. So we had Miss Valerie join us on the Becoming the One podcast to talk to us about this particular subject. And something that Valerie told us that I feel relates not only to domestic violence overcomers, but anyone who's dating, is that it is so important to set boundaries and to keep those boundaries.
Even if they're in a relationship, I tell them, I say, even if you're in a relationship, it's never late to set boundaries. Okay. Setting a boundary is you say to yourself, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to tolerate anyone hitting me. That's a boundary.
No matter if you're a domestic violence survivor, overcomer, or just someone who is dating, I felt like she empowered us to have the conversation about what we want and what we will allow. And I feel like a lot of people shy away from that conversation because we feel like, oh, that's too much, or you know what, that might be overwhelming to the person, or that might make the person feel like X, Y, and Z. But Valerie empowered us in letting us know that, no, we have the right to set the standard for our life and to let people know how we want to be treated and what we expect. And so I loved that Val helped us to understand that, have the conversation. It's important to have the conversation about what it is that we want and what it is that we will allow, and that we are not settling for less. And then our last episode, episode 10, Dating After Promiscuity, okay? I loved this episode. And Mr. Lateris was our guest on this particular podcast episode. And he really broke shame and condemnation off of us, okay? A lot of us have a past. A lot of us have things that we've done that we aren't proud of. We have dirt, okay? We have flaws. But you know what? Lateris helped us to understand that it's important to bring those things to the light and acknowledge, like, hey, I've done that in the past and I've changed and I'm not this person anymore. And I really, really loved that. And something else that he brought to our attention is that it's important to be honest, okay? Honesty along your journey.
Well, we messed around 2 months ago. I don't care how recent it is. It doesn't bother me. It's like, thank you, because I know for a fact you didn't have to tell me. But I value the fact that you care enough about me for me not to be walking around looking stupid. And you know, he walking up, smiling, hugging you and all that. Y'all stepping off to the side, talking. And I don't even know that y'all have this whole, I'm thinking y'all talking about some work-related stuff, but y'all over here reminiscing. Like, bless me with the truth. And so that's what I totally believe in. And I recommend that for everybody. Most people say, well, that's my past. I don't owe him the truth about my past. Okay. See how that works out for you. Just see how it works out. Because at the end of the day, you want this person. We say these beautiful vows through sickness and health, for better or worse. We say these things, but then we don't want to tell nobody our words. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like you don't want to tell for rich or poor, but you don't want to tell somebody your credit score. Like, that don't even make sense. Like, you want somebody to marry you, and that is all of you. The mm-hmm. good, the bad, the ugly, the part you're proud of, and the part that you're shameful about.
He said, out yourself, okay? If you did something wrong, if you've had a fall, out yourself, bring it to the light and let the people that are closest to you, you know, the people that can handle it, know, like, hey, I've done it. So that shame and condemnation did not take a hold of you, okay? No shame and condemnation up in here. And something that I really took away from that is a lot of times we find ourselves on social media platforms and on dating apps and all of the different things, like hiding who we are. Now, I'm not saying to go on your dating apps and your social media and say, hey, guys, I've been a sex addict for this many years and I'm dating now. No, no, no. But what I'm saying is a lot of times some of us like to put on the facade of who we are. And you know what? Lateris really helped us to understand, like, hey, it's important to be yourself, because once that representative, that person that you were trying to be, disappears, you are the person that's in this marriage. You are the person that's in this relationship. And it's important to let the people know the real you, okay? And so that was so empowering. And I hope you guys really took that and understood that, hey, I gotta be myself no matter what. So after really being a part of all of those episodes and listening and honestly finding myself, you know, really hopeful from listening to all of those episodes, I would say that my favorite episode from the whole season was episode 6, Dating and Deconstructing. And that was my favorite episode, guys, because I really felt like a lot of us could relate to, you know, having this idea of who it is that we're going to marry or what this person is like. And, you know, just kind of saying, nope, this person's not that. Nope, this person isn't that. Nope, this person isn't that, based on surface level ideas. And I really love the fact that we talked about that on here, because I feel like a lot of us really needed to divorce this fictional person in our minds. And that's a real thing. So a lot of you guys have been wondering, now that season 4 is complete and that we've gone through all of these different subjects and subject matters in the dating area, you guys are like, okay, so where are you at, Sloan? And I just love that we are so in this together. And so, you know, a lot of people are wondering, what's my relationship status? You know, am I single? Am I dating? All of the things. And, you know, I do want to let you guys know I am still single and happily single, okay, just like in the beginning. And I will say that I've definitely taken everything from this podcast that we've learned. And I feel like I definitely feel confident. In the beginning of this journey, I said, hey, you know, I really want to feel confident after this. I really want to feel like I can date and not be scared if I'm going to make the wrong decisions or if I'm going to make decisions from, you know, a not so keen place. And I feel like with all the tools that we've learned from the experts and listening to the different stories from other singles, I feel like I can truly say that I can definitely date God's way and I trust myself. I found the importance through this podcast of sitting at the Lord's feet and talking to him about dating and letting him know where my heart is at in this season and truly committing myself to making sure that I'm gleaning and listening to the Father when it comes to dating. And from that, clarity began to come in the area of what I'm looking for. By talking to the Lord, I was able to really think, okay, God, you know, what is it that you are trying to show me as far as my future spouse? What should I be looking for? And I really want affirmation and confirmation and having the peace of God about saying yes and saying no to particular people. So do I feel like I have the necessary tools to get out there and date God's way? Absolutely. And I'll say I'm definitely going to continue to be single as long as the Lord will have me be single. So just like I answered these questions, I really want you guys to go ahead and answer these same questions in the comments, okay? You know, what was your favorite episode? And where were you at the beginning of BTOP season 4? And where are you now? And, you know, what is your take on singleness? Are you ready to date? Are you dating? What are you doing? And so what's your relationship outlook now? Are you ready? Are you going to make more time to be single? What are you doing? So that is all that we have for season 4, guys. I had so much fun with you all. Oh my gosh, I'm going to miss you. Okay, but go ahead and subscribe to the Becoming the One podcast, share and leave a comment, okay? Continue on your journey of becoming the one for the one. Go ahead and check us out. You know what, guys? We've been talking about so many subjects and talking to experts, and I want you guys to know we do this like all the time in TOU. So if this podcast has drawn you in, if you truly feel like, oh my gosh, I really love this and you want to talk some more about this and you want, you know, people to walk alongside you in this area, join TOU, okay? Go to theoneuniversity.com where you can go ahead and like sign up, guys, okay? All right, and also follow us on Instagram at theoneuniversity, okay? Until next time, guys, oh my gosh, keep becoming.